You are now listening to The Bill Bros.
Welcome back to another episode of Build Bros. Tonight I have, starting from the top, Lang.
Always on the top, never on the bottom.
Oh.
Got Alex.
Hi.
Logan.
Hello.
And Lewis.
And Jewel Chocolate.
And me, myself, Steve.
I made me nauseous when he did that.
If you guys haven't listened to us before, we are a Gunpla / anime podcast. So definitely check us out on the Spawn Camp Network, where you'll find WASD and beyond, Diggity and OBO. Right now, Diggity is on a small break for at least a year, so be on the lookout for them too on OBO episodes, and as well as having Brody on here, I'm sure, as a guest. So definitely check out the Spawn Camp Network. Join the Discord. We're always hanging out in there, which is always fun. Before we kick it off, shout out to Usagi Boots, our sponsor on there. If you guys like anime merch or manga merch, definitely check out his page. It's awesome boots. He does great work. T-shirts are good quality as well. And shout out to our partners, Leaping Panda Hobbies. Get a discount if you use our code at the end of the episode, so check that out. With all that being said, welcome back, boys. Feels good to be back.
Welcome back.
Ayo.
Been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while. What's everybody been working on lately? Why don't we start off, Lang just took a drink, so his vocals are ready. What have you been working on, Lang?
During the holiday season, did a couple of quick builds. I need to do photos of this one. It was a real grade Trans Am, like, gloss injection 00 riser. That surprised me, because I had a bad taste in my mouth after some real grade problems I had, but that one I did actually on New Year's Eve, and that was fun. So I did that. My son did his first Pokemon, so he did some Pokepla. That was fun. Ooh. And now I'm starting on my big project. I'm doing full mechanics, the one I've always been talking about. Barbatos, all his Ninja Turtles. I just finished cleaning up the first Barbatos. I don't know what the different steps are. I think it's like fourth form or something. He's going to be my Donatello. So that one's in the chute right now. And I just put out the first Fanpla giveaway for the year. And I'll come back to that one a little bit later, because I feel like I'm blabbing. Everyone else tell what they're working about.
Alex, what have you been working on, man?
Well, I just finished the double J. uploaded pics today, so the desk's gonna date it, but I just started an AMC Pacer, not a Gundam, but a vehicle, and I just want to build something different, you know.
How is the building it?
It's fun. Yeah, gotta glue it, obviously, but that's whatever.
What? You have to glue it?
Yeah.
Car models use cement and glue and putty. They are not Bandai model kits.
No, it's...
I always I've sent it to Ethan before, and I've always said, for people who complain about Bandai quality, go build a Tamiya model kit or a third-party model kit that's a car model kit, and you'll probably want to put your head through a wall.
Oof.
Yep. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. Not many parts, but like, it does take time because glue and
I might
paint.
Use that build that El Camino for ours, or I'll buy that Supra. I don't know yet.
Supra.
I was thinking about painting the same Pacer like the car from Wayne's World.
Trans Am, bro. You gotta paint a Trans Am.
Trans Am colors, yes, dude. Yeah. I might paint it Trans Am colors.
I still laugh to this day when I told him about how I was working on like a Trans Am rail grade, and he thought it was like Hot Rod Trans Am. And I was like, oh, there's Gundams that go Trans Am. And he was like, what the fuck? It's pink. I was like, yeah, it's just fucking neon pink, bro.
I was thinking you're going to like paint it like Trans Am colors and like put like a Firebird on the bitch.
I couldn't be bothered to hand paint a Firebird on a Gundam.
Oh, you can find the slides. You can find the slide.
Print out a massive slide and then use a hobby knife and cut it into sections and then lay it across. Then attempt to fucking hand. Even masking and like painting in layers and using masking tape, I still wouldn't know.
Just get a decal from the hobby shop and put it on a shield. That would look good.
There you go, Alex. It's not my thing. I don't like
Trans Am shit. Me neither. I don't like Trans Am. I just thought that's what you were doing.
Only Trans Am I like is that bitch neon pink and fucking zooming around on the screen, bro.
Can have that Trans Am you always wanted. Just go get a fucking big ass Firebird and slap it off. That'd be great. That'd be pretty funny, actually. Logan, what have you been working on?
Too many things at once, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fine, though. It's actually been fun jumping around and like. My brain doesn't forget what the steps are for that build process, so I can kind of pick it up and put it down and like not really be like, shit, I don't know what I'm doing anymore for this. Because when I was first starting to build, I would go through, like, I'd have like 12 projects going on, and then I'll visit that kid again in 5 months and be like, I don't even know what the hell was going through my mind when I took this out. Right now, and I plan on hopefully finishing all of the painting by the end of tonight, because I'm almost done. But I finished that Riga Z, which I've been waiting for like 3 years. And it feels so nice in my hands. And then I was like, what if, did they ever make a titanium version of this? It's like, no. I was like, I'm going to paint this titanium because I was going to keep all the colors the same and just respray over everything with the pearl. And it's almost done. Gloss coat I was just doing before our podcast, so that's drying behind me right now. And then I'm working on our video game group build custom. I'll probably, if I have time tonight after I gloss coat, I'll probably prime the other section that I have, and then I'll have the head and legs, both legs done, which will be nice. And then the only other thing that I'm really working on that are kind of on the side right now and not a super priority are my master grade Jester resin conversion, which Lewis for my birthday had gotten me some Gaia Note paints. And I was talking to him earlier, and one of the things I brought up was that I was an idiot because I spent all this time picking out this super intricate color scheme for the armor, got all the paints in, and go, I have literally no colors to paint this fucking inner frame. It's not that I didn't have any colors, it's just like nothing was right, nothing like lined up together, and I was like, this has to be done well. So all the paints he got me some like some armor colors, but he got me like essentially enough to just build and paint an inner frame using Gaia Notes. So I'll probably start that up soon once I finish the IBO kit. That'll probably replace it because I want to get that in time for the group build while everyone else is finishing theirs up. And the only other thing that's like a work in progress right now, and I put it back in the closet, is my G Inspection 7 Sword PG. I still need to pick up the batteries for it. The water slides did come in. I might have to talk to Lewis later because to top coat that son of a bitch, I'm probably going to need a trigger fed airbrush so I can just like just blast that shit. Because my 1.0, like, it has a pretty wide band back and forth, but I don't know. The tediousness I can already feel of using a 1.0 on
your
PG
index finger is gonna.
I would much rather just get like a 2.0 or maybe even a 3.0 with a trigger and just blast the shit out of it, bro. That's what I want. Yeah. I want the one that's got that paintball trigger though, where it's got the dual groups and like three fingers.
You can use this bad boy right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Big boy.
Dirty trigger.
So that the PG is super on the backboard. I had built the leg and then I was like, the leg is so intricate because it's such a heavy and top heavy. You built the Razor Lang, And as you see, it's like chicken legs, big upper body. So the way that the PG kind of like substantiates that is the kneecaps have ratchet joints, like what you'd see on Transformer like toys. And with because
the, like a spring loaded ratchet?
Yeah, so it has a spring. It has a spring in the kneecap and a spring in the side of the kneecap itself as well, like where like the actual leg is. And so because of that, I built the leg and it was an absolute chore to deconstruct. And so I'm going to clean up my fucking anger marks of using a part separator, fix those up, and then I'm just gonna like literally build that thing piece by piece, like gloss coat. Panel line, if it has water slides on that part, water slide it. If not, matte coat, and then just build it piece by piece to make sure it's perfect. Because once that thing is built, it ain't ever fucking coming apart ever again. So I might as well just take my time. Once I finish maybe the Regazy and the IBO kit, I'll swap to the PG and the Jesta. But for now, these are the priorities.
Ratchet joints on that PG. I didn't even know.
I also need to hurry up because I have six PGs on the way.
Oh, there's just strays that you got. We'll get to them. We'll get to
strays, and my Mark II came in for that PG conversion to the Easy 8. Uses the Mark II interframe.
Yeah. Too much work for me. Lewis, what have you been working on, man? What have you been working on?
I got our video game collab thing done, the Jesta, and I'm gonna top coat that motherfucker next Sunday. And I was very ambitious, not very ambitious. I had my PG Perfect Strike like snipped, you know, sanded for a year and 3 months. And I was like, nah, time for this bad boy to come out. So I finished the head, body. I mean, the head, chest, and waist.
Who set the pleasure?
You know what's funny? You said who set the pleasure? It was my fucking dab pen. Because it has an auto timer where I have to click it 5 times to turn it on. And after 5 minutes of not being used, it auto shuts off. But it vibrates, and I it's like a cylinder, so I have it sticking straight up on the table, and it vibrates and just starts 360 spinning every time it vibrates. It's crazy.
Jesus.
Your dad?
Sorry.
After I was rudely interrupted by the dab vibrator.
It's the ooze, bro. Blame the ooze. It's not my fault, bro.
Saturday I primed and laid down the colors on the feet and leg, and today I did 9 colors of metals on the inner frame for the legs.
Wild, man. And you are wild.
How you doing?
Fuck, bro.
Yeah, and then
right, you need a master class.
Lewis feeling.
Go to YouTube. Go look at this
IBO kit.
Yeah,
like Lewis needs to start his own like building curriculum.
I like being organized to a point. Not really, really organized, because then I make a mess in here, and then I start like
chaotic order.
Yeah. So
and that only makes sense to me on my build table. No one else.
I did the armor pieces, the blue and gray, blue, gray, and black.
See, that's why everyone on YouTube can see my lights are off, because they're not going to see my chaos.
I think that's your fault, Lewis. I think that's why I fucking went nuts on that IBO kit on the legs, because you sent me those goddamn photos of after you hand-painted the
mission accomplished.
Okay. Because I was like, oh, IBO kit, we're going to do like 3 colors, 4 colors, 2 colors for the inner frame. Super simple, real easy.
You know me and me, you and me can't be fucking simple.
And we're turned into like marbling and color shifts and then somehow 8 colors of color separation on high grade IBO feet, because I don't know why I chose to do that. It's stupid. It's stupid.
I'm gonna make you happy because I left these for last, and it's the bottom feet of the PG. And I'm gonna make you happy.
All feet need love. I don't have it over here.
Amen, brother.
The Rigazi feet. I mean, they're just, you know, it's a navy blue bottom foot, but even my OCD, even though I wanted to make it just look like it was at like Bandai finish, my OCD couldn't contain it. And so like this middle section here and the middle section on the back, I'm like, I'm gonna just mask around that and paint that star bright purple or silver really quick. Don't mind me. Like, that's good. Just a little bit of silver on the bottom of the foot, because even though you don't get to see the bottom of the feet, if you ever show someone a kit and pick it up and you just flip underneath and the feet are detailed, it's just that extra bonus. That's just a chef kiss.
It's like going to a dealership and you see a car and then you're opening little.
It's got all the trim. It's got all the trim packages, and you're like, it just going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath, bro. I water slide the bottom of my feet. I don't give a fuck. I put 3 water slides on the bottom of those IBO feet. I crammed them in.
I put some water slide in the inner frame.
I mean, it is a nice touch.
I usually do it on the exposed sections of the inner frame. Like, I think I put.
I did it.
The IBO inner frame. The one leg has 6 water slides. Oh my god, no, 1, 2, 3, 4. 11 water slides on the IBO inner frame leg. Yeah. But that's also because IBO, like, as you know, even Copley, it's like armor piece, and then the whole back is exposed. Mm-hmm. So that whole backside that's exposed, I was like, I have to put something on that edge.
Yeah.
To kind of fill it out. Like, it's like if it was a normal kit where it's sandwiched tabs, I wouldn't do that, but like the IBO is such an exposed inner frame, you like have to. Yeah. It's basically armor pieces at that point.
Yeah, there's a lot of open inner frame with a lot of IBO
kits.
That's
why I love them, though. I love that. Gib real grade IBO
series. Here we go. We're already starting the year off with this shit.
Gib real grade Epion 2023 Bandai, please.
You already said that in 2022, and we still waiting.
And we still fucking waiting.
But yeah, like, I'm really trying to push my limits this year. We got the Ava thing coming up. I wanna do Virtue with you. I got 2 Master Grade EXs, you know, in the works. And I wanna do a Michael and Lucifer diorama that has just been plaguing my mind ever since I saw that EX been announced. I was like, okay, let's see what I can do. And I'm pushing back my Operation Dark Meteor from Wing to probably next year, because it's 6 kits and I don't think I have the time for 6 kits this to, you know. Plus my wife will dude, don't you put? Don't you try? I gotta go to Water Street and regain the fucking. But my wife wants me to make. You know, I'm gonna work on the riser. Probably midsummer, start. You know, clipping that. Oh wait, pump the brakes on that. The PG Sky Grasper. Once I'm done with this PG, I'm gonna cut it.
Are you gonna match it?
Yeah, I'm gonna match it so it could be part and part. And then probably I'll do like a nice sky diorama. I don't know. I'm like pushing my mind out there because, hey, I don't know, but. I think you learn more when you put yourself
to really a limit. You really had me. You really gripped me there. And you said, hey, listen.
Pause was going to be big.
You said, hey, listen, like a dad talking to their son and giving him a core memory. And you go, hey, listen. I don't know. Anyway. And it's just like, hold on. You fucking got me. Is this a prank?
I just want to push myself to see, because all these YouTubers, you know, this Malaysian dude, Chinese, Japanese, are like really like, I don't envy them, but I just want to at least touch their tip of the dick just to get that power. Just to be like, oh, I can get there. I can get
Sam,
there.
Sam, he's speaking directly to you from the ether.
It's, you know, that that painting with the two guys touching fingertips.
Michelangelo.
My mind literally raced with like a diorama of like Lewis reaching, and a guy just standing there, just like, come get it. That was for YouTube.
Like Gonzo's nose.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that's my plans for the year. Oh, I don't think I'm gonna. I'll start him, but I don't think, because I got a tonsil removal surgery, and I am being a good Samaritan, and I am donating a kidney to one of my wife's friend to, you know, give him a second chance in life. I'm not doing this for selfish reason. It just sucks that he has all these friends and none of them volunteered to thing. I was like, you know what? I only need one. You want one?
He's giving me the other one so I can sell it off so I can make money to make.
Hey, I tried to, but United States of America says, that is illegal. I'm like, nigga, I need 70K right now. Please.
I would give up an eye.
No, you won't.
Yeah, well, I would be extra focused. I would have laser focus with that one eye, and I'd be precise as fuck.
That's not how it works.
That perception's gone.
I'll fucking figure it out, okay?
Guys, but I got you covered. My little lab rats, they go up to about 80 grand per now.
Are you serious?
You shipped me like 20
of those. Very, very special genetic mice, dude. Come
you shipped me like 20 of those.
Accidentally leave my ID in a certain spot for you.
Ship me like 20 in a box. I'll figure it out. There'll be a guy in Florida who'll pay top shelf dollar for that, I'm sure.
But yeah, Florida's pretty wild.
Yeah, I want to move there. Enough of me, Copley. What have you been doing?
Me? I haven't been building. Sure. I haven't been really building at all, man.
You sure? Because you're building that Kingdom Hearts kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So my kip, I do have that, but I have really pumped the brakes on building lately. I started that Destroy Rouge, and I'm almost done with it now. But I'm doing like a really clean build on that. I just got to get the water slides for it. Been working on that here and there, and then doing a kit bash, which is like a Barbatos, and then I forget that other line of fucking mech suit that it is, but it's going to be basically like Terra from Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep in his armor form. Kit bash and a Barbatos.
Kyoku Senkai line or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this little red, like little
enemy
weird
at
red
the
frame.
Borderline, I think it's gone.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so. Yeah, I'm working on that kit bash, and it's got like the crossbone cape and everything with it too. And then just the Strike Rouge, and then I've been working on my basement. We're trying to get a workspace set up for me and Carrie so we can build and stream and all that. And that's been pretty much it, man.
Hopefully, about to have a fat airbrush booth to spray lacquer.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be stepping up that this year, but. Into the lacquer game, but I guess that's something we could move on to. What are our plans for skills and stuff? What are some things we want to kind of accomplish this year? Our skills with painting or building, whatever it may be. Alex, you want to start us off? What are like a couple things you want to focus on this year?
Straight airbrush. Papa Lewis graced me with one of his old airbrush booths, and I'm going to just. I need to come to you, Copley, to get this table. And once I do, it's going to be game over. I'm just going to go back and paint all my old kits.
As soon as he gets the table, I'm just going to send him a USA Gundam package of like 40 Mr. Color fluorescent greens. And been like, this is all you're going to use. So like, just, you know.
I got two bottles on my desk.
So I'm saying I'm just going to send you like 40 and been like, you spend a day pre-thin all those and then you can just spray every single kit neon fluorescent green. Go on Amazon, buy a black light for $11 and
I got one, dog.
Oh, everything's going to go. Wait, I need one of these ones, big guy.
The UV boys?
Ah!
Well, there goes my cum stains.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see it from there in the very corner. That's my gelding.
Wow.
That's so sick, though, honestly.
Since this is what happens when I get fucked over. I buy this thing, and it's too, like, rinky-dinky, and I'm like, this is not good. I need this.
Good. That hurts my eyes. I feel, dude, it's showing on my computer screen when you flash that thing. What the fuck?
Hold on.
Dude, it's lighting me up. That's fucked up.
Dude, it's sweet.
That's funny.
Where did you get that?
Amazon for like $11.
What is that, like police grade?
It's like 1,000 or like 1,100 watts and like 1,100 LED bulbs. It's so.
And then you scroll down to like customers also purchase like fingerprint test.
Yeah, no shit.
Literally in the photos, they show it like a housekeeper using it to like inspect a hotel room. And I'm like, no, just Gundams.
Yeah, no.
Just, well, because I use this thing, like, you guys saw my photos. Like, when I was taking photos of that Gelgoog, the Master Grid, when I was using all those fluorescent panel liners, it was so big that, like, a lot of it didn't get covered. And so I was like, I need something that has like a wider band. And at first, I was like, I'm going to buy a black light bar so that I can just like hold it up. And I was like, that's going to be annoying to take photos. So flashlight is much better.
That's fair. So, Alex, you're going to be working on painting?
Yep.
I have no skills, but that's what I'm going to be working on this year. I'd be painting and scribing, dog. I got it in my head already, man. I really want to work on color separation and scribing this year.
Your scribing's gotten better. Especially because you were a psychopath like me and Lewis, where you're like, I'm going to practice scribing and rescribing a kit. And it's like, okay, like let's choose a high grade or something. I'm going to choose real grade Mark II.
But I'm telling you, man, like even just using that Gridia, like, and just rescribing the lines, it made it like 100 times easier to like start scribing, dude.
Like over on like at least at this point like 15 kits now in different situations, I think the Gridia is super super good for a beginner into scribing if they don't want to invest into a full chisel set yet, but in the future once they're comfortable with it should upgrade to a real chisel set.
Oh, for sure.
It's a good entry level. I don't think it's like a replacement, like, oh, I have the Gridia, I can rescribe out anything now. Like I think it's a good to practice with, but then after that, like, you should get a nice set of chisels, a nice handle, and then apply the skills from the Gridia with those chisels and you'll be golden.
Yeah, well, like, and Lewis gifted me that set of scribers, and I've been just kind of like taking pieces just from my graveyard and just kind of fucking around making like little panels and stuff like that. And I just
Gump, a couple pieces.
I watched Gumpla Newbie's videos on YouTube, and he kind of explained it in a way that I could understand it a lot better, because I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on scribing, and they never explain like what they're doing or why they're doing it, versus his videos where he kind of goes a little more in depth. He's like, well, I want to create like a little light switch in this, so this is why I put this square here, and he just goes into a little more detail. So stuff like that, like, has really helped me understanding scribing. By no means am I good at it, but it's gotten a lot better. Like, and I've been able to control pressure, so I'm not gouging the kit and stuff like that too. Which first time I ever scribed, I was just digging. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was digging, I had no idea.
Even harder, because with resin, sometimes you'll be like, I need to just rescribe this out really quick, like just two or three passes. And you don't realize how thin the resin is on the other side. And like, you literally just like scribe and it immediately goes through on the first pass. And you're like,
that wasn't supposed to happen.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean,
liquid potty.
That's kind of where I'm at this year, man, is I'm trying to nail down scribing and just get really good with that. And then work my way into color separation, because they go really hand in hand whenever you're trying to do that. I mean, obviously you can mask, but.
I sent it to a buddy of mine recently who asked for some inspiration, but I follow a Pinterest board for scribing inspiration. That's just like a guy who categorized like 35 images. And it's not just photos of kits. It's like drawn, like graphically designed square boxes and then different types of armor panels and different, like, 5 to 6 variations of designs. So you can kind of
I have the same thing
ideas
on my Pinterest. Those are great.
Yeah. they're really helpful, and it also like teaches you about, I'm sure you've already learned, like 90 degree angles and how you don't want to do those and stuff like that. And like it teaches you that, like obviously like you're a very visual learner, but like having those photos on like a tab or something just to throw them up quick is not only good for inspiration, but just like reminds you of like the tips of what to do and not to do.
Well, so Ryan was even taking, oh, Mean Mug, for anybody that doesn't know Mean Mug's first name, he was taking like your eye, like, you know how we do all the painting on the iPad first? No, we do that. He was taking that and drawing the scribe lines on the panels. And I was like, holy shit, I never thought about that. That's fucking genius, man. So shout out to Mean Mug on that too. So
something that I learned as well was, you know, you can use a lead pencil on the plastic. Like it wipes off very easy. A trick that I learned is people brought up that scribing after priming, it not only grips, so there's a less of a chance of the chisel sliding, and it's hitting that lacquer first. It makes it so the chisel is a lot more direct and even, but also on top of that, you can draw on it. It won't rub off because the lead actually binds to the lacquer. And then all you have to do is you just simply lightly sand with 1000 grit after you're done all your scribing. And it removes all of the lead and also cleans up the lines. You brush it off and prime it really quick again, and it's done and perfect.
Huh. Yeah, that's, see, it's stuff like that, man.
Because then you can visually see it, right? Because I see your idea of like drawing it, but sometimes drawing it, it helps get the visual idea, but sometimes the curves might not be right. So when you try and apply it, it's off. So being able to just like sit there and stencil the whole thing and see how it, and especially being able to make sure, like if you're doing like a thigh piece on a high grade where it's like that cylinder that slides up, you want to make sure if you're doing panel wise that they line up on both sides. So like with my OCD, like I definitely, when I'm going to be scribing something in the future, I'm just going to prime the entire kit first and then just start going through all my scribes. I would definitely draw it like you said first if I was going like hyper detail.
Mm-hmm. Enough about me though, Lang. Where are you at? What's something you're working on this year, skill wise? You got anything in the plans?
Yeah, I want to jump into lacquers. I picked up a really nice spray booth. Lewis is cheering for it. In fact, I have the same one that Lewis has. I got it secondhand, but problem is, I got it secondhand, and the engine for the blower itself just isn't quite running, so I'm a little bit delayed. But I still want to try the lacquers. That's my biggest. But then my goal is to kind of pump out some really basic, straightforward kits along with the Fanpla ideas that I'm still doing, which Copley's a jerk. I'll just say it. He gives me ideas that make me curse on the bus when I'm trying to draw.
Like, is he the one that asked for the Ben and Jerry's one?
Yes. That I was the Baja Blast. I was Bennett.
I already texted Lang and I was like, I love hate this. Like, I love the color scheme, but I fucking hate it. And he's like, this is Copley's idea.
Yep.
Yep, it's totally Copley's.
And Baja Blast, Ben and Jerry's, baby.
Yeah. So I love and hate the fact that he just like, how the hell am I supposed to do it? And then when you start doing it, it's like, damn it, it works.
Eureka.
Like, yeah.
Like, the only thing like, that need to be removed is the like fucking ice cream camo pattern, but like the white and the black and the brown and like mint green color that all worked. How did I know? I don't know. Maybe because its entire forearms, chest, and its thighs were ice cream camouflage. I don't know. Something to do with that probably.
So all of those ideas, like I've been getting, now I'm getting DMs from folks saying, Please do this kit. I need ideas. I'm stuck. So I've done, per request, I did the God Gundam, that RG one, which, I mean, even someone threw out Aladdin's Flying Carpet, and it still turned out cool. Like, I'm just like, damn it. Like, it's so funny because everybody that tries to think of an idea, we all get stuck. But then when you're doing this, it's like, there's nothing wrong. Like, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Calm down. So
you just have to equal out your colors and just. Mm.
So my goals are, I'm going to at least bust out what people have requested at least once a season this year is my goal. So like 3, probably HG kits. I have the lists. I've just finished one of my goals for this month, which Zonic and Moore, kind of one of my pals on Instagram, he orders a lot of P-Bandai and shows off back and forth what he gets. And I was just, one day I was just like, how the hell do you keep track of all this stuff, dude? And he literally like immediately just, here's my Excel spreadsheet. I used to hate lists. Like, I'm traumatized by Excel spreadsheets. But now, like, today I finished, I'm like, okay, here's my spreadsheet of what kits I have, what I've built, what's my plan for builds, and then also all the ideas from all the Fan Plus stuff. And it's a lot, and it gives me a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Ease. When I'm looking at my backlog, I'm like, okay, what am I going to build? And I pick one up, and it's like, oh, I already have this set up. This is what the plan is now. I don't have as much stress trying to push myself to do that stuff right now. So for Fanblow, that's one. I'm revisiting a couple of my old kits. For example, for those on YouTube, can see this. Bam. Yeah, it looks good.
That's the Fanblow one, right?
This is the Fanblow one that when this comes out, it'll be drawn for on the 12th. It's a no grade, not master grade, no grade Virtue, painted like a G1 Ultra Magnus. I'm still mad to this day that I missed out on your guys' Transformer movie review. But that will be given, and kind of for kicks, when I was first getting into the thing, I also am getting this with it. Let's see if I can show this. Bam. Yeah. So nice. This is that was my first logo, because this was my first custom. It's based off of that. And it's a resin swivel. So it just...
That's tight.
Yeah.
Even if you don't use it as a swivel, that's a nice display, like a display base.
Yep. So I used it for a lot of my stuff, and I need to do something a little bit more generic for all my stuff. But that's the other thing. Along with all of these, I'm redoing a handful of my kits, giving these away, and all these. I'm going to be showing those a lot more. I just got my new camera, so I can stream a lot more. I do have a Twitch that I've never used, so I'll probably either use that or Spawn Camp stuff. Hop onto the Spawn Camp Discord. That's my goal big time, is just to, I've shared a lot. Now it's really time to like step up that sharing. Like, this is what I do, this is what, and just connect even more this year. I'm excited for it. And I'm excited. You stop giving me these damn ideas.
Sorry. I won't ever.
Just like, hey, what's Lang thinking about today? Let's walk over to 7-Eleven. I'm just going to point.
I can wait shit in Lang cereal today. Let me think.
Okay. No, I don't know, dude. My brain works like that. It's like I see that and I'm like, I think of just something. I'm like, Bem what would
berries,
be kind of fun?
I want to see Bem and Berry's Double Zeta.
Just wait till I hit you with a trick cereal theme.
I know. That's all.
Bro,
I
brought
to
trick
like,
cereal
oh,
minis
let's
today.
Do Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
I bought cereal minis today. I'm so excited to try them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, you mean actual food?
Yeah, motherfucker.
I don't know. Something plastic.
Yeah.
No.
He's probably gonna take his like runners and clip out some trick cereal with it and eat it. Mix it with some
I would.
Grain. Lewis, what are you focusing on this year, man? What are some things you want to do?
Inspire and I want to start with dioramas. I don't know how to do them, but I'm just gonna. I got a bunch of foam that my job was like, hey, you want? I was like, ooh, those sturdy hard foam. Like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. Shit. You know, cuts a cost for my fucking pocket when I need it. Yeah. And. Yeah, just inspire. Just inspire. Because that's how when I first started this hobby, I got inspired by Otaku Builder, you know, all those big names. And I even you know, shouted out to Justin from G Studios and told me, you know, I told him, hey, could you do me a Wing Zero Verkaw and tell me how much it is? And I was like, "Woo, that's way too much, you know, for just one kit." Okay. And then Otaku Builder said, "Like, hey, take that money, buy the equipment, and start. I'm not telling you that you're going to be, you know, I've said this before, I know, but I'm not telling you you're going to, you know, come out being the best in one thing. But one of my Instagram friends, and she's a store owner in Australia, she told me, Lewis, you can only get better. You can't get worse. And I was like, she has a point. You cannot get bad at something after you try it and you get good. You know, you just get better. And that's what I'm trying to portray and just set out there. Like, I started here and now I'm here, and I want to touch the sky. Sky's the limit. But I just want to keep on building, because it's my creativity that I'm putting on kits. And, you know, down the road, we said we're going to do automotive. So I want to dab into that. And kit bashing, I am going to try next year, 2024, because knowing me, I'm probably going to choke myself. You're going to see me like right there in that corner, like, because I fucked up something, and it's going to be like, I have like all the other spare parts. Like, there's a bunch of spare parts on the PG that is for the Skygrasper. And I'm like, I can do that in some good shit, you know, some good shit. So, and just, you know, I'm trying not to choke the shit out of fucking Pete Bandai and Bandai, because, you know, they just keep coming out with these goddamn kits that I don't got goddamn money for.
I know.
They just keep looking. Did you? I mean, crafting bear on YouTube. He just did
it's
a video.
Coming bear, not crafting bear.
Oh, but because all I heard is crafting, and I'm like, oh, crafting. What the hell? Yeah. So he just fucking built a goddamn SDMG, the Freedom, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And when I saw that video, immediately my mind fluttered with freaking paint schemes, and I'm like, I want four of them. They're cheap. I want four of them.
Are they cheap? They're like 50 bucks. Yeah.
50 bucks. I'm like, I want four of them. Fuck it.
Unless you fucking live in Japan, because he crafted a box.
Yeah, they're
$32
each. Yep. Fucking America, you know, hey.
Road trip.
Sticking in me dry. I want to go to Japan so bad. I mean, Logie, you know. For FYI, Logan's getting.
Let's all fly out and meet out there for an episode. Let's do it.
I mean, that's too fast. You know the fucking time I have to give on Water Street for that. You know the dicks I have to suck. That's a lot. That's a lot. But that's it. It's just I want to push my limits. I want to push my limits.
That's the only way we're gonna get better.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I'm trying to inspire Alex so he can get, you know, into the game. And then you, little whore, Copley, to get in that lacquer game.
Hey, you sent me all those SMS, baby. I'm ready to roll. I got my little...
And Lang, hear me out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Robot Kai is coming out with a water booth. I am possibly... Not possibly. I am surely going to get one. And... No. I'm gonna try it out, because I already bought one from Robokai, like, you know, in 2021, and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna buy this. Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy this one, and I'm gonna see if they really, you know, improved. And if they did, it's gonna stay right here, and this one is gonna go to you, because I don't have. I'm buying another shed. Because no, this one's because the storage unit is killing me right now. It's 150 bucks a month, and I'm like, yo, I can literally buy another shed. And so my friend at work, he's a salesman, and he's gonna give me a little, I think $1,800 for 60 months, and that's $23 a month, better than paying $150.
Yeah.
So it's an 8x10 shed. It's gonna go right here behind. And I bring all my shit that I have in the storage, and I don't feel like storing this in a shed and then it gets damaged, you know, in time. If you need it, I'll give it to you, and then you have a spare chassis.
Shoot.
You know, you'll have two. I have three, actually. I have this one. I gave one to Alex, and then I have a water booth that, you know, first RoboKai, you know, prototype. And
does
I have another
also
one.
Also suck the air out, or is it just the water?
Yeah, no, it sucks the air out because it sucks the air out to the water. The particles fall on the water, and then instead of being in the air, it's, you know, on the water catches it, and then you just dump it when you're done. So I can't wait for that. That is pretty tight, but I just like it because it has the holder for the air guns and, you know, a couple of freaking paint bottles, so I don't have to be, you know, have a mess here with paint bottles. And then I'm like, ooh, because I did this. So I painted the legs, and this is AOK Metal Gray 1, and I had AOK Warm Gray 4. And I looked, oh, this is it, yeah. And I'm like, wait, this doesn't look right. And I'm like, fuck. God damn it. So I had to put that away. I have so many. I bought 64 fucking bottles. And I already used 13 of them. Because I just like mixing paint. So, okay. Alex, what's your plan? What's your plan?
Well, I said paint.
Yeah, Alex said paint.
Oh,
but
oh,
like,
what's your plans, Copy?
I already went over mine. Scribing.
You guys were talking about the other day.
Lewis is out.
Splash being lacquer. I didn't know this, and I was painting with splash for a minute.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, we already went over our plans. I guess we could talk about what we. Any specific kits we're excited to build this year, though? We can move on into that. We'll go through that briefly and then probably call it here soon. Because we got what? We've got what? Our car builds that we want to do. We've got our Ava group project that we want to do. Me and Lewis got virtues we got to do. Alex, you got anything coming up that you want to?
I mean, you need to get PGs.
Oh, yeah. We got to get, me and Alex got to get a PG this year.
Even Nick.
Yeah, Nick got a. Yeah, he hit the PG up. I was like, God damn, this man's already gone. But any specific kits you guys got that are coming down the pipeline?
Gundam Alex.
Your Gundam Alex?
Yeah, I'm going to do a full-ass repaint of that bitch once I get this fucking air booth up. That's getting done. Hopefully here within maybe like the next week or so, a couple weeks.
What about you, Logan? What do you got?
I could see the scroll in his eyes.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess I would like to build and complete the China version PG Exia when I get it.
That neon one, right?
The cyberized version. I'd probably like to build two of my PG Astrays out of my five, but I'm not, you know, maybe one is more realistic. And then at least 10 real grades, because I've been slacking. I was talking to a buddy of mine a couple of days ago, and he was like, have you built any real grades recently? Like, honestly, it's been like 2 months now almost. I need to build a real grade. I need to do some clean builds. I'm just going to probably just kind of pick at random whatever I'm feeling at the time in terms of the real grades. Nothing specific. I already built the Hainu and the real grade Gaga, and my snap built those, and they're really fun. So maybe if something new gets released, I'll probably be one of the ones that I build. But as of right now, just kind of whatever I walk into my guest bedroom and see and choose, I'll just decide.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna need you to LEDs fucking finish. What? Finish what? What the fuck you want me to finish?
You know what I want you to
finish. F90s?
No. No.
It's happening.
He knows.
That's the one Logan finishes, though.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, It's a pretty okay.
I want you to finish that fucking Jesta.
I know. Well, now I can finally. Well, actually, not yet. I'm still waiting because they were just so kind to let me know that you need 3 separate water slide decal sheets to complete it, but only give you 1. So I had to have my guy custom order 2 sets for me because my OCD will not allow them to not match. So the only thing that was nice is that the ones that I was missing are white and orange to match by the book color scheme. And the color scheme that I'm going with doesn't match as well, and the white would get lost in all the white armor and gray armor that I'll be using. So I was able to find them in light gray and red. So they'll actually match. So I'm just waiting for those, and then I'll feel more comfortable starting because I want to do that in sections where I complete the feet all the way to 100%, legs to 100%, and like move upwards.
Yeah.
So the painting on the feet are done, even though I might strip the inner frame parts now that I have this new paint. But I can't really move forward till I have the water slides. So that's also why I kind of took on some new projects, because it kind of got hard locked there. Same with the PG G inspection. Once I realized how hard it is going to be to disassemble it, and I'd rather just build it slowly, I wanted to make sure I had the water slides for it, which I now have. But I really want to try LEDs this year, so I'll probably dig through a lot of my, a majority of my builds this year will probably be me digging through my like 300 or so snap build kits and pulling things out and reviving them and fixing them, scratch building them and testing out stuff on them. I'd like to get into magnets and LEDs this year, really heavy. Done magnets before, but just kind of on the fly out of necessity, so I'd like to do it for more of interesting and intricate purposes.
Fair enough.
Lang? Scratch building.
What do you got coming up in the pipeline? Anything specific?
Just those big 4. So I'm doing the full mechanics. I've got Donatello's the Barbatos. I'm doing the 6th form with the big club is Mikey. Leo's the Lupus and Rex's Wrath. Gonna be doing that, and I want to try a little something different for each one. Like Raph is going to be kind of weathered up a little bit. Mikey, I want to find some fun decals or something to put on his for New York. That's what I want to do. Make that fun. That's kind of my big project. For regular building, I've always wanted to build. I had it, and I finally got it this last November. Is it the Rizel Master Grade Type C?
Rizel is very nice. Yeah. I actually just, I made an impulse decision because I'm stupid and I say, I don't need more kits. And then I go on Friday night and buy 2 Jagen Master Grades and a higher grade Anksha. And yeah. I literally just love the Anksha because it's just a Rizel, an Ashimar, and a Jagen just crammed together. Nice. And it looks so cool. And now I also was like, well, I like the Rizel head on the Anksha, which simply means I have to go get a master grade at Rizel now.
I was shopping for probably a good year to find that stupid Rizel, and I scored both that spray booth, the Rizel, and a master grade Justice Gundam for $100.
That's a good deal. Yeah. I've seen the Rizel on Facebook sell for $70 alone at times from Scalper, so... $100 for those three is a good.
The air booth alone is $425.
Yeah.
The other kits I'm excited for are, I still haven't touched the new Ariel Lifrith. I literally took the Lifrith to work with me that I could take 15 minutes or take a lunchtime and try and snap that real quick to see what everybody's shouting about, and I just haven't had the chance. So I'm excited for those two. Then I just had it. It was the that Lancelot from Code Geass, the Lancelot Albion. I still have an accident, got 2 of them. I still have 1 packed up, and the other one I still haven't opened yet. And I'm debating whether I want them both or if I want to do a giveaway. I still don't know. I don't know. We already missed Logie's birthday. I don't know what to do. I'm going to do with it. So we'll see.
Yeah, and Logie's older this year now. He already had his birthday.
Me anything for my birthday? I have enough shit.
Feel old yet? Because you're still young, bud.
I've felt old for many years, bro. I'm ancient inside. That's okay though.
Lewis, why don't you take us home? You got anything other than the PG that you really want to get done this year, and the Ava, and our virtue, and our car?
Forgot one thing, and Logie knows. I am buying that 160th PG Barbie 6 form that I posted on the on the chat, because I was like, oh shit, this shit is big, and I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna dive in. When
PG Sinanju next year for me. I ain't doing that shit this year. Fuck out of here.
When I heard that it has its own inner frame, I was like, so I don't have to buy a PG? Okay, good. Yes, I ain't buying that.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to, I mean, I don't know if it'll be identical, but when I, because I got in Downey's and I got in Ethan's PG Sniper 1s for them, but when I got Ethan's in, it came directly to me and I inspected it and like, it was like runner frame, like plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic ABS inner frame, and then the rest is.
I was gonna say, stupid question. What PG Barbatos is there? The 160. I'm gonna play dumb. I don't even know about it.
It's a resin kit. It's like a full resin kit with a plastic inner frame.
Yeah,
they have a regular base form as well, but they just announced. The fourth form, sixth form, something.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, ooh, that looks pretty sweet. I'm gonna dive into that. 400 and, well, new type selling it for 470. Logie's gonna see if he can get it for a tad little bit cheaper, you know.
That'd be fun though.
I'm gonna finish two resin conversions this year. Just the one. I'm not sure what the other one will be yet. Something though.
I almost pulled the trigger.
And I got.
Go ahead, Lewis.
No, you good? No, you good?
Fine. You said resin. That was one thing I did want to. I may be getting. There's a resin kit that converts Raphael Gundam from Gundam 00 Trailblazer. It converts his backpack to an actual.
Shut up, bro. I've been looking at that for so long and just right? makes me angry.
I can't pull the trigger quite yet because I already have two other Seraph, like Seraphim. I'm like,
that's the only reason I don't buy it. It's the only reason I don't buy the Raphael high grade is because its backpack doesn't actually do anything. The whole point of the actual suit itself.
So I've.
That there's one. Some resin conversion or resin kit out there, and I saw it on YouTube where they did a 1/100 Raphael, and it has the full functioning backpack and like fully is a separate kit and poses them together, and it's cooler than the CeraVe in my opinion, but it doesn't work properly in the high grade form, and the CeraVe does. So I have the Seraphim and the CeraVe build. Like I'll take those because it works over the actual Raphael, but I do love the Raphael design. If only.
Yeah, so if I get a good tax return this year, I'm totally gonna snag that, and that will.
Did you find it? Did you find that conversion?
Mm-hmm. eBay.
What's the company called? 60?
You're gonna make me look it up, aren't you? All right, Lewis, talk what you were talking about. We can come back to that.
I just don't know if it's a reputable company or for a random company.
On Friday, I gotta pay my order that came in that Logie got me. It has a resin.
Which one?
Which one? The 340, the one that I have Phaelord. So I'm gonna do that.
The DreamWorks Studios one.
Yes, I know. That's yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, I know. I'm just every time I think that I'm not getting kits, I just get a notification from the shop that something shipped, and I'm like, what did I buy? I don't even.
And then you got Mortar Nuclear coming out with all those kits that they were metal builds, and now they're coming out to fucking model kits. And I'm like, dude, I want them because I have one, and it's the dragon one, but I like the one that one with the cloak with the Cloak, I want that one, but with a kit. And I know that's just going to be humongous.
Copley, guess what ships next month?
What?
My fucking metal build Strike Rouge.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That'll be nice, though. Strike Rouge grew on me really quickly.
I have... Strike Rouge is my love. I have every single form of the Strike Rouge now, and so I can't wait to pose them all together.
Well, let's see, boys. I think we'd be good to call it.
You think so?
I think we've covered our bases here.
It's good to be back in 2023.
Yeah, it is. It's great to be back. We got a lot coming out this year, too, just on YouTube and Twitch, so that'd be fun. It's going to be a good year, man. We're going to have Off the Runner back. It'll be a good time.
I'm excited.
Lang, did you find that thing that Logan was talking about?
Mm-hmm. Model L. Model L Studio 00 Resin Convergent Kit. I'll send you the link.
I found it.
There you go.
With that being said, boys, let's start out with some plugs. Lang, you plug us first. You go ahead.
Plugs. I'll go with Gunpla_Skyfire. For the last 3 months, I've had too many people that like will read my name and they'll say, "Hey, thanks, Gunpleski Fire, for joining us." I'm like, "Shit."
No, when I first met you, I thought it was Gunpleski. Because Gunpleski is like a Gundam term. So, I understand that.
So look up Gunpla_Skyfire on Instagram, future Twitch. Come find me on the Spawn Camp. I like to inconspicuously lurk and then play some games to see what everyone's doing. Send me any kits that you would like to see a new paint scheme on. There are literally dozens of people that see a kit and will throw out the most random ideas that will help you. So give me stuff to do. And it's really zen for me. I remember, honestly, that same day I was doing this, that damn Ben and Jerry's idea. I had a terrible day at work, and it literally like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and work on my phone and erase some ice cream. And it made my day. So please make my day and send me some ideas when then you see the next kit. In fact, panelists, what kits do you want to see? Give me a kit.
Mm.
Any kit.
SWAT cats.
No, not the theme, but the actual kit. You can give SWAT cats on the next themes. Just a model kit. Just what kit would you like a different color on?
Do the Ariel.
Unleashed.
Helios.
There you go. Ooh.
Okay. Logan.
Logan's lost.
He's either looking at the resin kit or he's thinking of a new idea. Which one is it? Which one?
I have a eBay cart added.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Buy two. Give me
different
one.
Different versions of it. So I'm like, what if I get both?
That's funny.
What a fucker. Hey, he was just talking about I'm gonna buy the good.
Resin dog, it doesn't count. Although now I need to go buy a fucking Raphael.
Alex, where can everybody find you?
Instagram, Mecha Swamp Ass, and Twitch, Sweaty McSwamp Ass.
Moving along there. And then Logie?
Don't talk to me. I'm doing stuff right now. I'm doing hot right now.
Just give your damn Instagram plug.
My Instagram is zealoushanger.us, and that's the only place you don't fucking find me.
Lewis?
Dark Zero Builder, Instagram, and Twitch.
That's the boy. And then you can find me at XXL_newtype. Make sure you follow the Build Bros Instagram at BuildBros_US. We're on Twitter as well. And like I said, join the Spawn Camp Discord and follow Spawn Camp at Spawn Camp Co. With that being said, guys, thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate you guys, and excited for the new year.
Yeah, big dog.
Whoop, whoop.
Later. Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.